Blog Talk Radio.
My life and my salvation shall be. Who shall be afraid? The Lord my life wrapped in tears. Who shall I be afraid? The Lord my salvation. Who shall I seek? Who shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. Yes, I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say, I will trust in you. Y'all tell me, the Lord is my life. Everybody say, the Lord is my salvation. Shall I fear? You say it. We shall not be afraid. The Lord is my life salvation. We shall not fear. We shall not fear. I will wait on you. Raise your voice. I will wait on you. Yeah. Say it again. Say, I will wait.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PTH Ministries of Jesus Christ. My name is Prophet Wiley here at PTH Ministries Christ, Minister Christ, in this beautiful, lovely, powerful, anointed Monday morning. Giving God some praise this morning for waking us up this morning and getting us prepared to go on our way and ministering a word of being an example light for God, for Christ and the Holy Spirit. Just want to thank God this morning that, you know, we have our health and our strength, and we want to pray for the ones that are battling for their health and strength this morning. Again, my name is Prophet Wiley here, PTH Ministries of Jesus Christ. Again, I want to warmly welcome you this morning for part three of our series show, just having God doing what he wants to do in our life, letting the glory of the Lord rise this morning. I just thank God for allowing us to be a part of him, to be a part of the things that he's doing. Definitely, I could have been doing something else. And I just thank God, thank the Holy Spirit, and thank Christ for allowing me to accept him as my Savior this morning. So I'm excited this morning. It's a beautiful morning out there in South Carolina, North Carolina, Charlotte and Rock Hill, South Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. I just want to thank God for allowing me to be a part of the things he's doing this season. So we got just about 25 minutes left. And what we're going to do as part three, let the glory of the Lord rise this morning. We're going to be reading some scriptures, and then we're going to go into prayer. We're going to be reading some scriptures, and then allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us in prayer. Allow the Holy Spirit to use us in a mighty way, and stand in faith and believing that when we go in prayer and petition on behalf of others, that Christ, not only that he hears these prayers, but God is going to honor him. He's going to honor the prayers that we bring forth, not necessarily on our behalf, but on others' behalf as well. So I'm going to go into prayer. I got some real nice scriptures that the Holy Spirit had led me to put together and bring forth. And again, I just want to thank you, Log Talk Radio, all the listeners that's been coming and listening to, going into the archives and listening to our previously recorded messages. I just hope and pray that something is said, something is interjected into your spirit that ignites your ministry, that ignites you as a follower, that ignites you, that just sets you on fire, that you're ready in spite of the circumstances, in spite of what people are speaking, in spite of that internal doubt, that God is using us mightily, that no matter what, no matter how small it is and how insignificant it may seem, God is using us. God is using every drop, every muscle, every being, everything that's in us. God is using us. And ladies and gentlemen, we are so important to the kingdom of God. We are so important because we're being bought with a price, that we have no earthly, humanly idea of the cost. We've been bought with a price, and that price is Jesus Christ, that he got in the way. You know, he said, Father, I die for Jimmy. Father, I die for such and such. I die for the other and the other and the other and the other. Behold, God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son. So that's precious, ladies and gentlemen. That's so precious to know that we've been bought with a price, that we're not our own. Even if we choose to say that we're not, even if we choose to say that we don't believe, even if we choose to not follow the path of righteousness, we are still in the palm of God's hand. Behold, all souls are in the palm of my hand. I reign on the just as well as the unjust. So regardless of where we're at and what we believe, God still loves us. So let me go into prayer, and then I'm just going to ask the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and just do what he do. The Holy Spirit is so powerful. God just reveals himself in so many ways to us. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the things I thank God for is that for me on a personal level, that I recognize each individual have a personal relationship with God. Everybody has a personal relationship with God, even the ones that say that they don't have a personal relationship with God. God created everything, every single thing. Behold, man wants to be like one of us, to know the difference between good and evil. So the evil things that are out there was created by God. So that's why God knows it. That's why God knows the things that we can't conquer. That's why God knows the things that's much powerful than us. That's why, you know, we come to in agreement with Scripture that, he fights our battle. It is God that fights our battle because we can't fight a battle, a winning battle. The battle that we would try to fight, we will always lose. We will lose that battle. We will lose that battle. That's why we need God in our lives. We need Christ. We need the Holy Spirit. And for me, on a personal note, God is not a force. Ooh, Jesus, God is not a force-fed God that we should go around forcing people and scaring people that, you know, if you don't do this and you don't do that, you're gonna go to hell. There are some people that, you know, I don't want to see it because the Scripture says that God would do the judging. It is our job to show people through our own life how God, how Christ, the Holy Spirit is leading us in a righteous way. That, you know, it will provoke them to jealousy. And then so that we can give them the scriptures, that we can give them the words, that we can encourage them, that we can show them, listen, this is the way to salvation. Safety, salvation in the simplest terms, salvation means safety from death, from a death that is destined. You know, and I thank God that I wasn't scared into him because I was going to die. Because in the scripture in the beginning, it said, behold, man wants to know the difference between good and evil. We still have a choice. So scripture is not meant to frighten us out of the choice, but it is meant to be given us that we can make a conscious decision right in the middle and say, you know what? I choose God. I choose God. I choose the Holy Spirit. I choose Christ with my heart, not because I was scared, but because I see who he is. And I want to be a part of that team. I want to show him that how many years that I got left on this earth, that he can use me as an earthly vessel. Father God, Lord Jesus, we come before you, Lord, to give you praise, to give you honor, and to give you glory this morning, Lord. Lord, you didn't have to wake us up. You did not have to wake us up this morning, Father God. It's not our alarm clocks. It's not the preparation of redundance or getting up every morning. It wasn't that, Lord. It was your grace. It was your mercy. It was you that decided to say, you know what? Rise, my son. Rise, my daughter. Rise. So we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of this beautiful morning this morning, preparing us in the spirit that when we walk in the natural, Father God, that we're prepared to deal with natural things, Father God, that we can conquer whatever it is that's waiting for us this day. Lord, I want to strengthen the individuals that's out there, Father God, as they prepare to go about their day, Lord. I want to lift them up in the presence of God. I want to lift them up, Father God. Lord, I want to lift our kids up, our children, our young adults, Father God. Lord, I ask that the Holy Spirit come and saturate their mind. Lord, somebody's missing. Some parent is worried to death about their child, Father God. Lord, I ask that you be in the midst of them. Lord, somebody's waking up this morning worrying about a bill that needs to be paid. Lord, I ask that you take their worry away from them and that you step in, Father God. Lord, somebody's looking for employment, Father God. Lord, I ask that that door be open. I ask that you make a way, Father God. Lord, you told us in Romans chapter 13, Father God, that we should reverence our leaders. Lord, you said that there's no one that's been placed in the power unless you allow them to be in. So, Father, we want to pray for our civic leaders. We want to pray for the individuals that go unnoticed in day-to-day activities in our communities, Father God, the nurses, the doctors, the crosswalk guards, Father God, the teachers, the principals, Father God, even the individuals that's in the cafeteria preparing the meals, Father God. I want to lift them up, Father God. Lord, I want to say a prayer for law enforcement, Father God, the ones that are good and the ones that are being used, Father God. Lord, you say that any and all things that's in the dark shall be revealed, Father God. So nobody's getting away with nothing, Father God. Lord, we just want to continue to lift this prayer up, Lord. But everything that proceeded out of my mouth, Father God, I want it to be acceptable in that sight and not fall by the wayside. And lastly, Father God, let everything that's been said be in thy will. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And let the church say amen. Good morning, everybody. My name is Prophet Wiley here at PTH Ministry of Jesus Christ. I just want to warm and welcome you this morning to part three in this session of letting the glory of the Lord rise this morning. Letting the glory of the Lord rise this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, the last two shows has been about God has been placed on my heart to get up in the morning times and pray. You know, that is the source of our power. Prayer is the source of our power. There's so many Bible verses that is meant to encourage us each and every day. Each and every day. Psalms chapter 107, verses 28 to 30. Then they cried out to the Lord in their troubles, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, oh Jesus, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad that the waters was quiet, and he brought them to their desired heaven. Oh, Jesus. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we just want to thank you for these powerful scriptures that you've given us this morning, Father God. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive it. You will receive if you have faith. That's one of the key things, ladies and gentlemen, that we have faith. And our faith don't need to be enormous faith, but the size of a mustard seed. And what that's translating to me is that, Lord, I ask for it. I believe in it. I know you're going to do it. You're still in the blessing business. You still love me. I know through scripture how the thoughts that you have towards me, Father God. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received Jesus. Glory. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Oh, Jesus, I claim that in the name of Jesus right now, this Monday morning. Lord, I claim it for other individuals. I lift that scripture up on top of other individuals. Whatever people have come before you in supplication and prayer, Father God, I declare it in the spirit. I declare it in the spirit so that it can manifest in the natural. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever in the scriptures is saying, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. John chapter 14, verses 13 to 14. Whatever you ask in my name. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I love you so much. I love you so much. I love you so much. I love you so much, Father God. I love you, Lord Jesus. John chapter 14, verses 13 to 12. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Glory, hallelujah. John chapter 14, verses 13 to 14. Mark chapter 9, verses 29. And he said to them, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. Mark chapter 9, verse 29. Acts chapter 9, verse 40. But Peter put them all outside and kneeled down and prayed, turning to the body and said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a scripture in the Bible, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus said, if thou see these great works that I have done, surely because you believe in me, you should do greater works than me. Greater works? Greater works than them? Oh, my Jesus. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Prayer at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplications. To that end, keep alert with all preverence, making supplication for all the saints. Lord, that's what we're doing right now. For all the saints, all the believers, all the non-believers. See, it's two. All the believers, and I'm not talking about the ones on the fence. I'm talking about believers. Believers and non-believers. See, we can be a believer and then circumstances, individuals will tell us, well, you're not really a believer because of what you're doing in your life. I beg to differ. I beg to differ. I beg to differ on that. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. Do not be anxious about anything, ladies and gentlemen, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Prophet Wiley here at PTH Ministries of Jesus Christ. And I just want to thank the Holy Spirit for allowing me to be used and allowing the Holy Spirit to just come on me. It's just such a beautiful thing when you get chill bumps and you know that the Holy Spirit is touching you in a mighty and a powerful way to bring forth encouragement, to bring forth encouragement. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you, whoever you may be this morning, that let's come up above the norm. And what I mean by that, whatever your normal routine is from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, let's come up above the norm when we go out the door, when we go out and we encounter our daily activity. Let us pray for somebody that somebody don't even have no idea that we're praying for them. Let us lift somebody up in the spirit. Let us speak a ramming word over a situation. Let us examine ourselves that when we normally say something or when we normally react to a certain circumstance or we normally act because of the act is coming to us, that for every cause there's reaction, we normally react in that same way or we normally look at it. Let us try to look at it the way Christ looks at it. Let us try to hear it the way the Holy Spirit hears it and speaks to it. Let us do it differently. Let us X ourselves out of the way. Lord, let me decrease so that you can increase on my job, in my house, in my neighborhood, in my family. Lord, I spoke something yesterday that, you know, it just wasn't some kind words. But Lord, if it be thy will, let me speak something, some life today. Let me speak over that situation. There's somebody out there that's in ministry that's been right in the middle and just saying that, you know, I don't know if I've been called to do this. Each and every last individual that come out of a womb has been called. Everybody's been called. Everybody's been called into the body of Christ. Everybody. We have a mission. We have a destiny. We have a purpose. So I want to lift you up in the spirit. I want to lift your ministry up in the spirit. I want to ask God to continue to lead you. I want to ask God to continue to make it clear. I want to speak encouragement over your ministry. I want to see, we can move the titles out of the way. And we still can minister to somebody. We still can speak life to somebody. We still can speak the power of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and bind something up. We can deliver a message. We can ask God to move. We can go on petitions. And see, when we move the titles out of the way, that's when that scripture comes in that we have no respect of person. Yes, God is a God of order, and God says that he calls certain individuals to do certain things, just like the body. You know, the hand has a function, the eye has a function, the knee has a function, the big toe has a function. All our internal organisms have different types of functions, so there's different parts of the body. Yes, of course. But when you all come together collectively in harmony, and in peace and in love, it functioned properly. Jesus said, behold, the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. In spite of what we see in the church, see, the church is just a building. But God is still working on the individuals that's in the church, even the leaders. So I want to lift those leaders up. I want to lift the ones up that have that has made bad choices, and those choices has caused them to be removed, has caused them to be replaced. I want to lift them up in the presence of the Lord, because God is still working on us, and we have to be careful how we look at other individuals when they fall. Be not so quick to forget where God has brought you from. We all sinners in the eyes of God. And the scripture says, behold, if any man, woman, child, anybody that has a heartbeat, utter these words, I have not seen. You are a liar, and the truth is not in you. I didn't say it. The scripture said it. God is a forgiving God. He's slow to anger and very quick to forgive when we confess our sins. When we confess our sins. So we have to be careful about giving our, by giving our righteous overtone, by giving, oh, I got it together. Lord, I'm glad it wasn't me. Ooh, Jesus, it wasn't you with that, but it was you with something else. We may not know it. We may not have seen it and witnessed it, but God did. You may not been that, but you were something else in the eyes of God. So I want to lift those individuals up. I want to lift you up. I want to encourage you in the name of the Lord. I know that God, no matter what we see and what's going on, that the gates of hell is not prevailing against God's church. How can it, when God is God, Christ is Christ, and the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit, that he knows everything before it happens? He knows that before he even put, before he even put this together, that the things that's happening in the church, what happened in the church? He knows us. He knows us because he was forming us when we was in the secret place of our mother's womb. He was forming us. Jesus. So God knows everything. God is God. Christ is Christ. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit. So I want to encourage you this morning. I want to encourage your ministry. I want to encourage you, whatever God has called you to do, you do it. In spite of the circumstance, in spite of what people are speaking, I want to encourage you to do it because it's unto the Lord, Jesus. It's for his glory. It is for his glory. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Prophet Wiley here at PTH Ministry of Jesus Christ. Somebody's out there tugging on the Holy Spirit this morning. Somebody's asking God to do an amazing thing. And there's a scripture in the Bible about the Pharisees because of where they was at. They wanted a sign. They didn't know what faith was, but they needed a sign to reassure their faith. And if we believe the things that happen in the Bible, if we believe, oh, Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit. We don't even have to read the Bible. If we can just look in our own lives and see how God, God manifested in our own life, in our own situation, when death was knocking at the door, when the Grand Reaper was getting ready to throw a grand party because he thought he was finna snatch us up, Jesus. But God said, no, not my son, not my daughter. Not my child. If we can just take the moment and look into our own lives, our own situation, we can see that God is real. We can see that he's real. We can see that he's real. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you this morning to touch somebody, to smile at somebody, to tell somebody that you love them, to tell somebody that you love them. To tell them, let everyone be subject to the government, governing authority. For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authority that exists has been established by God. I'm going to leave it right there, Romans chapter 13, verse 1. I want to pray for our believers. It's been saying things about this administration, that when you speak against the administration, you're speaking against God. That's not our business. That's God's business. We got so much business to take care of God. We don't have time to be worrying about what's going on in the government, because the government is not our substance. The government don't provide for us. It doesn't protect us. It doesn't do the things that are involved with. So I just want to lift our brothers and sisters up. That you must look at this differently. I'm talking to the ones that when they see the news, they get in this spirit about feeling some type of way about this administration. Remember that scripture. Just read it and let it marinate into your spirit. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Prophet Wiley here at PTH Ministries of Jesus Christ. Whatever you're getting prepared to do today, I ask God to Christ and the Holy Spirit to be with you, that you do it in a manner that glorifies God, that glorifies the Holy Spirit, that amplifies Jesus Christ. I ask God to continue to strengthen you, strengthen your ministry, your household. You, God, has given you the power to walk in victory, to walk in victory. We are more than conquerors. I ask that you have a beautiful, blessed day today, and I pray that something was said, a scripture was read, something was moved, Jesus, something was moved in your spirit that has never been moved before. We are more than conquerors this morning. God has given us the victory. The victory is free. We didn't have to pay one cent. Be blessed and know that our Love you. Continue to pray for our ministry, PTH Ministries of Jesus Christ of Charlotte, North Carolina, as we continue to pray for you. God bless you. We love you, and we pray to see each other soon. God bless.
Now will you fall? Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need, would your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more than required of me.